Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep. My name is Kwame Benta, and welcome to the Word from the Point GoCom Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. Today is November the 13th, 2020, Friday the 13th, and we're broadcasting once again live from Henrico, Virginia at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the same time. Why do we do this show? We share information because we are the vanguards. We're bringing you information that the major news media don't give you and your school educational system did not give you, because they do not want you to think outside the box. They do not want you to be a free person on this planet. They want you to follow that plan, that 40-40 plan. Everything, just about everything that they taught us was a lie. The history books is history, factual. I'm not even going to go into religion, you know, because I don't want to touch that particular subject. But just about everything that we have been taught was taught to us to keep us separated, distracted, and fighting over the crumbs that they allow us to fight over with. And who are they? Well, they are a few individuals who a few centuries ago decided that they wanted to rule the world. Remember when we was coming up, some of y'all may have been watching cartoons like I used to do. And you know, one of the themes that was always part of the cartoons was who was going to rule the world, who was going to control the world. And just like the movies today, a lot of things you see in the movies may not have happened yet, but they will be happening soon. So everything is stripped out. Nothing is happening by accident. Nothing is happening by accident. It's all part of the plan to continue to enslave the masses of the people so we fight over the crumbs. You know, the majority of the people on the planet are living in poverty. But you may not know that if you're here in the United States, because the television is not going to let you know that. We have been engaged in war after war after war after war at home and abroad by the same people who keep us separated and distracted with all the unnecessary information that they continue to feed us. Television commercials are designed to keep us buying and spending and buying and spending things that we really, really don't need. The food that we eat now basically are laden with chemicals and poisons and all kinds of things that are unhealthy for our bodies. But we don't know, because they tell us to drink cow milk on TV, and people think that is okay. But think about this. Just think for a minute. What animal on the planet do you know drinks milk from another animal? Now, we are animals. We may be so-called intelligent animals, and that's a lot to be thought about, you know, intelligence. What is intelligence? But, you know, they teach us to drink cow milk. You know that brings mucus into your body that causes diseases. We shouldn't be drinking cow milk. But the athletes promote it on television. The school teaches us to drink milk, and our parents do, because of the system, because of the miseducational apparatus that basically governs our lives. Now, hey, we just had a presidential selection, and Donald Trump doesn't want to concede. We have so-called Joe Biden, who was the architect of the crime bill. The crime bill, people. The crime bill that devastated the black community, the black family structure. See, a lot of us don't want to accept the fact that we are at war. And it's just the way it is. We are at war. When the first Portuguese came to Africa and started capturing our people and enslaving us, that was an act of war. And the war hasn't ended. It continues to this day. It's just got different stripes on. It's just not as out in front in your face like it was in the beginning. That is why this country spends so much money on weapons of destruction, guns, and planes, and boats, and ships, so that they continue to do what they have always done. Wars of conquest to take control of the resources of indigenous peoples all over the planet so that a few wealthy families live like you wouldn't even imagine they live. And they have generational wealth because they've been passing this on generation to generation. Rockefeller Center, New York City. Yeah. Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan. The Rothschilds, Lords of London. The big banks, that's who runs, and that's who controls everything. One of the Rothschilds said years ago, it doesn't matter who controls, who makes the laws. What matters is who controls the monetary system. Because those who control the monetary system control every single thing. And they have gotten us thinking that paper, that digital dollars is real money. This is what they teach us. That this piece of paper here in the United States that's printed on cotton fiber is real money. And so we work for this. We do all kinds of things for this piece of paper. It controls our day-to-day life. People sell their bodies. They kill families. They kidnap. They rob. They do all types of things for this piece of paper in order to, some just to survive. Some they just do it because they're greedy and just want it the easy way instead of trying to get it a more sane way. And the crazy thing about it, it's not even real money. You see, this is what I've learned. Not a financial advisor, but what I've learned is that real money must be a safe store of value and wealth. It must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. And then fiat currency doesn't do that. And a lot of you probably don't even know what a fiat currency is because they didn't teach us that. But in 1971, Richard Nixon, President of the United States, took us off to Bretton Woods and made the U.S. dollar a fiat currency when he temporarily suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold. You see, that's supposed to be just a receipt for real money. And why is gold real money? Because it's a safe store of wealth and value. I'm going to give you one little figure, and I want you to really think about this. All right? And when I tell you this, and if you continue to save paper, then I don't know what else I can tell you. And if you don't save, then this is not for you either. Because if you can't have the discipline to save, then greatness is just not in you. But you want to make sure you're saving the right thing. Do you know in 1920 you could actually purchase a brand new vehicle for $645 or a kilogram of gold? I have a few hundred dollars left over. That was in 1920. Now, fast forward to today. What can $645 get you? It probably can't get you four good tires for a vehicle. definitely can't get you the rims that these people be spending money on. But that kilogram of gold that could get that vehicle in 1920 could get you a brand new vehicle today with some nice rims on it, if that's what you want, and have a few thousand dollars left over. So why would you save paper after knowing that it can't save? That if you're saving it, it's robbing you of your wealth, of your labor. You have an opportunity to put your family back on a gold standard so that you can start doing what the 1% do, build generational wealth so that your children's children don't have to start off on ground zero. You have an opportunity to learn how to leverage the active talents and efforts of others in our industry called network marketing. This is the business of the 21st century. We are in this global pandemic right now, COVID-19. Businesses have shut down. People have lost their jobs. People are being evicted. And more than ever before, people need to find a way to make money from the comfort of their home. And that's what we do. This is a global business. We are in 140 countries plus, and it takes $0 to start this business. Let me repeat that for those who didn't hear that. It takes $0 to start this business, free, okay? Free 99 is what it costs to start this business. But it's a business. It's not a hobby. It's a business. And most people don't look at this network marketing as a real business because we have been program, another lie, to think that you have to have a building, you have to have employees, you have to have an inventory, you have to get a business plan, you have to get a loan. No, you don't have to do that no more, not in 2020 with technology. We have Real Money Gold as our product. That's our foundation. You can open a free gold savings account for free, start exchanging that declining piece of paper made out of cotton for real money gold, God's money. And share those with other people so that everybody can start to win. You see, we're not making money off of people like a lot of people may think. We're all making money together, real money, because we have gold. We get paid in fiat currency, and we just exchange some of it for more gold, or we use it to pay bills or help others along the way. And so, this is what we do. But not just that, we have new money, Cryptocurrency Academy, that can teach you about the blockchain. The blockchain today is like the internet was in 1990. Brand new. People didn't even know what it was about. And most people don't know what it's about either. A lot of people don't know nothing about Bitcoin, nothing about cryptocurrency. But they're going to know real soon because times are changing. Nothing is ever going to be the same again. Not after this pandemic today, after the COVID-19 thing that they created, that happened, nothing is ever going to be the same again. And network marketing, home-based business, is a way for you to take control of your family's financial future and limit your tax liability. You know, you can keep more money in your pocket now because it's not how much money you make, it's how much you keep. You want to make sure you're saving the right thing, something that's going to store your labor and also protect you from any future financial collapse happening right now. Because for those of you that know it, every fiat currency in history has returned to zero in value, and that's what the U.S. dollar is, and that's what every currency that's tied to it is. It's a fiat currency that's not backed by anything of intrinsic value. Gold is a tier one asset. It's been accepted as money for centuries all over the planet in every culture that we know of. Gold is money. Everything else is credit, as J.P. Morgan said in 1912 when he testified in front of Congress. So the choice is yours. You can continue being robbed of your labor, well, you can take control of it and start saving in gold, share it with other people, so we all win. My name is Kwame Benson. Peace, power, and love.